Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And speaking of politics, I want to bring in our good buddy, Blois Olson, the Morning Take. He has it available for you every day and for your inbox and your email. Blois, if I want to get that every day, how do I do it?
You just go to WCCO.com/Blois, B-L-O-I-S, and there's a link to subscribe right there. And I want to thank a lot of WCCO listeners. They don't necessarily always pay attention to politics, but there's so much going on in 2018. We've had a lot of listeners sign up over the last couple of weeks. So
yeah,
thank you.
You bet. Yeah, well, you keep everybody on the pulse of what's happening. And one of the things I found interesting today is our Minnesota congresswoman wants to impeach the president. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Betty McCollum signed on to the articles of impeachment yesterday that are being submitted in the House of Representatives. I think this gives her kind of that stance in Minnesota as an outlier as this dialogue is out there. There has been kind of the sense from Democrats to tamper down talk of impeachment of President Trump. But there are some, you know, liberal groups trying to make that part of the message in 2018. So the idea that she signed on, A, she's in a fairly safe seat. And B, she doesn't make a lot of noise. So I would expect her to be one of the more outspoken voices on this. I know she's going to be at the State of the Union. I believe she's going to be wearing black tonight. And she's going to be with her as Senator Dick Cohen, state senator from St. Paul. So it'll be interesting to see if that message starts to come out tonight about impeachment.
Yeah, everybody brings guests. So do we know some of the other guests that our elected Congress people and senators are going to take?
I've been poking around this morning and last night trying to find out who is bringing guests. And the only other guest that I can figure out is Senator Amy Klobuchar is bringing a mother from Minnesota whose daughter died after battling an opioid addiction. And it is a sense that opioid addiction will be part of the president's theme tonight. And obviously something that's in the headlines very frequently these days.
Did we have primaries last night?
We did in the in kind of a weird Monday primary for those two special elections, one in 23B down by Mankato and the other Senate District 54 out in South St. Paul. Both endorsed candidates by Republicans made it through their primaries. So Representative Denny McNamara will face off against Carla Bingham in the February 20th primary or 20 special election. For that Senate seat, Dan Schoen vacated, and then Melissa Wagner will face Jeremy Munson, who won last night down in the Tony Cornish seat. So rare Monday primary, but they figured with the State of the Union and the amount of days in between elections that they could do it. And turnout down by Mankato in that House seat for the special election primary yesterday was actually higher yesterday than it was in the 2014 race for governor. So shows that the Republican base was willing to get out and vote yesterday.
What's Speaker Kurt Daudt going to do? Do we know?
Well, you know, the sense is he's not going to run for governor. But yesterday he met with the Republican Governors Association at the Minneapolis Club. Sources say he hasn't made his final decision. Republican Governors Association still looks at Minnesota as a potential pickup seat, but they want to make sure the candidate that runs can raise enough money and has the resources to do it. And frankly, I think everybody's still waiting to see what Tim Pawlenty does.
Wow, still, that's really interesting. Blois, lots of stuff to talk about, and we'll chat again tomorrow morning here on CCO.
I'll talk to you then.
He is Blois Olson. Link up again to his email every day. Got a lot of stuff in there this morning at WCCO.com/BLOIS. Good morning, one above. Skies are fair. Winds are light right now. They're going to get strong later today. More on that in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.